Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Welcome back. Happy Monday. I typically don't ask for pardons, but pardon my voice. I literally just got off the flight. We had trap karaoke last night in Chicago. My voice is a little strange, so y'all gonna have to work with me. I know I'm in y'all.
You have to listen to me.
I know I'm in y'all ears. I'm here. Y'all just gotta have to, you know, just act like y'all messing with a pastor today. Whenever they be messing with a pastor, they let him talk.
They let him talk
in his ear.
Yeah, little Kirk Franklin-ish.
Give me a little bit of pussy.
Let me get a little bit of that sweet pussy Sunday.
Let me get a little bit of pussy on this here Sunday. You would not tell the man of God no, would you?
Yes, you didn't come the past couple of weeks, but we're going
to make sure you come tonight.
The Lord going to let that slide once you come over here.
Won't you slide over here? Mm-hmm. Ryan is here.
Don't make it seem like I'm never here. I don't like the way you said that. The way you said it, it came off as like I don't be on my own show. That shit was crazy. Try to get rid of me, bro. Say it.
Try and get rid of myself.
Okay. Well, that sounded like we gotta take you to see that lady.
I'm not gonna see no fucking lady.
that was deeper than rap right there. We love you, bro. We got to just acknowledge you. We love you, Mouse, for what you do for the community. You're an advocate of saving black lives, and you always know that they matter to us. Appreciate you, Mouse. Can't let our people take themselves out.
You just pulled me back inside. I was on the ledge.
But we back, man. You know about us. You know you got to rate, listen, subscribe.
Yep.
Do all that good stuff.
Yep.
We know if you don't listen... On Monday, we give you till Tuesday to, and then after that.
Oh, I don't say anything anymore. There's no accountability.
It's just whatever you want to do. We would love for you to, if you listen on Wednesday or watch it whenever, just push it one day earlier. Get yourself to Tuesday, because then you can eventually get to Monday, and then we'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I want to say, but
I know, but we done with that.
No,
we good. We moved on.
I want to say it.
I know, but we good.
As soon as these mics cut off, I'm saying it.
Asshole. But yeah, we back.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube God Next Door podcast on YouTube. Make sure y'all head over to Patreon, become a patron, pick up your keys today. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Guys Next Door Pod or Uniform. So Ryan was not here the last conversation we had, and you know, we've been having great responses to it, and like me and Max said, we were going to continue the conversation just because we felt like it got cut a little short just because of our schedules and timing, but wanted to make sure we got it out to you guys. So we're gonna continue that conversation, I guess, right here. Rel, you can put some hot takes from part one of the conversation.
Respect.
When you stay at home, when you stay 10 toes down, you attract other people who are 10 toes down on what you like.
On what you believe in.
But when you're looking to appease everyone so much, you get pulled off. And when you get pulled off of home, you're wobbly. You got the Bambi legs, right? And if you don't pay attention, you're going to keep doing this Bambi leg thing until you appease everyone who's watching you. I would much rather fall off zero and fall flat on my face and get back up and get back on zero before I Bambi wobbly leg my way into appeasing someone else that is not me. Because what's going to happen? What happens is what we see a lot of in relationship, both romantic and platonic and business. You keep you get in bed or you are connected with someone who does not share your view.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happens? You're lying.
And you can cut this out, bro, but I ain't listening to the shit. So just make it sound like.
No, leave it. I want y'all to leave it. I really want y'all. Bro, listen, and I want you to leave that. Bro, I will pay you extra.
You know why I didn't listen, y'all? I didn't listen because I knew we were going to have a second part of this conversation.
No, you didn't. Yeah, no, so I did. I said it. Yeah, no, I did.
I knew we were going to have a second part of this conversation, but I didn't want to listen and have premeditated, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to, like, oh, he already knew what was going on. I like impromptu. Yeah. I want to come in and be like, oh, that's what we're talking about? Bet. I know a little bit something about that.
Yeah.
And my birthday next month.
Your
birthday next month.
My birthday is next month.
Where are you going to be? Oh, Vegas. You'll be in Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas on the day of my birthday. But
stop
we are
your
hour. Hour. Sorry, thanks, my apologies. Thanks. You definitely said your, but
I did. Fine. I did, but we were talking about me. Now we're talking about us. Accountability. So 15th, you will be in Vegas. I saw that.
Because y'all constantly ask. For y'all that ask what it's like being friends with Ryan, it's literally like having a twin. It's like having a twin.
I'm here.
Because this is how he acts.
So, yeah, it basically, what you said on the last episode, I probably agree with.
Ryan, let's jump into it. If you can identify them.
Oh, shit.
What are your non-negotiables, if you have any? Because there are certain people. I don't think I did a good job acknowledging last week. I think I was.
They was on you.
So sometimes I'm not. Always. Oh, what they was on me about, kiss my ass. Yeah. I don't care nothing about that. I said what I said. It's my non-negotiable.
I agree. It's yours.
That's my non-negotiable.
I'll be real. I saw a comment on your page yesterday, and I wanted to hop in and say something, but sometimes I just know. I know my life and where it's at, and I don't want to go back and forth with nobody.
And I said, I know what you're talking about. I responded. I said, it's my non-negotiable.
And that's all you really needed to say, because it has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with
I'm
you.
I'm pretty sure that person and other people have non-negotiables that I'm just like, why? But that's
you know what I don't do? I never say why. Because I don't give a damn. Okay. It's yours.
That is yours.
I respect it.
You don't like it. You don't like it. I don't love it.
So let me ask you, what are your non-negotiables?
What you said, I don't. Can you re-say what you said to the people so that I can just piggyback off that? Because I don't fully agree, but I don't fully disagree.
So my non-negotiables is always based on the same things. And this is in. Platonic relationships, business relationships, romantic relationships, loyalty, respect. There's no negotiating that. I'm not negotiating respect. I'm not negotiating loyalty.
Okay.
You either are
or you're not.
Or you aren't. Anything that happens from there, in my eyes, falls underneath loyalty and respect. So we'll never have an issue if you're loyal and you respect me.
Okay, I definitely agree with that. I'm a big person of just being true to who you are and who yourself is in a way. Don't switch up. And I say this a lot, and I kind of break it down like this. Like, that to me, there's no such thing as a corny person. The day you change yourself is the day you become corny. Like, if it's not you, it's not you. But don't try to be somebody that you're not. So one of my non-negotiables is just don't switch up. Like, especially when... You know, in our industry, a lot of people get around people and they act different around certain people. Even when it comes to either status or a celebrity or money, whatever it is, they start to act a little. That ain't you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so that's for me. That's big, and that's you know, friendship, relationship, all that. Just don't do no dumb shit. Like, if that's you, be you. If I know you a dumbass from jump, keep being a dumbass. I
try and do my best.
Hey, you're on the tee. You're on the money. You're on the money.
I'm on the tee. He said I'm on the money.
You're on the money. You definitely do that. But I'm trying to think non-negotiables in relationships. The Instagram thing was, you explained it very well because the algorithm do fuck it up and you don't know who you follow sometimes.
Right, which I give grace in that instance.
Now, if
once you see it, best to get the fuck.
If I see it and I'd say like, yo, if it bothers me, then it shouldn't be, we shouldn't have to negotiate that because it bothers me. Now, if it doesn't, I won't say it. But if it does, acknowledge that it bothers me and we don't need to go down that road because that's not who you with, you with me. And just get rid of it and we're good. So as long as you go with my communication, as long as I communicate that it upsets me, I can't be mad at you. If I don't communicate shit, I can't be upset. But because if I don't know.
You better be a mind reader.
If I don't know the shit, then it's like, all right. But if I know it and I make it, I put it on the table, you acknowledge it, then get rid of shit. Boom. So I can agree with that with you, but it doesn't really bother me as much because I really don't. Whatever. Damn. Really trying to think. You don't have any other ones that you didn't bring up?
No, those are the only two. I mean, in relationships, I think with me, kind of what that clip and, you know, the ruckus, the little bit of ruckus it caused, I think that is a microcosm into...
Who? What'd you say?
It's a deeper look.
Okay.
Into that... So
that's a non-negotiable. Don't use fucking words I don't know. Keep it real sweet and simple. If you say a big word, define
it. Non-negotiable in podcasting. Don't use big words I don't know.
I need the origin. I need to know where it came from.
Can you use that in
a sentence? Can you use it in a sentence? Because
what I'm saying is, I mean, and like I said, I think this goes into respect, mm-hmm. right? A non-negotiable for me is making me feel comfortable. I create a life. I'm not going to talk about it because I you know, it's not, this is not the podcast for that. But with Dirk, you know, Dirk was on, shout out to Dirk, number one album. Shout out to Dirk, yo. 7722, I believe. 7722. But it's whatever, the album's fire. But what I'm saying is the whole issue about body counts and why he loved his girl and all that. I'm not getting into that conversation, but that's a thing, right? Like the thing. That's what I'm talking about. He creates his life to be comfortable for him. Anyone in his life fits the role that he said, I want you to be.
But is that like a breadwinner thing?
Yes.
Because a lot of people want to do that.
No, it's not a breadwinner.
But a lot of people would love to be like, yo, you know what? Everybody in my life, you're here because I'm
comfortable.
I'm comfortable, but it's not because I want you to be here. It's like because you're following what I need you to do in my life. And if you can't do this, if you're not going to be this way, I don't want you around. A lot of people would love to have the perfect life.
So to answer your question, a lot of people who live that life, yes, it is because they're a breadwinner. But it's not synonymous. Okay. You don't have to be the breadwinner to do that. You just have to set boundaries. And you have to stick to those boundaries.
And I don't want people to look at it like, oh, you agree with him or you disagree, because we're not even talking about the subject of what he said.
I agree with Dirk.
We're not talking about the situation, what he said. But at the same time, if that's what you want in your life and you say it and you clearly communicate it, then it's up to that person to accept it.
And when you find somebody that just naturally matches that, that's great.
That's fine.
Nothing pisses me off. Having this conversation about non-negotiables, nothing pisses me off than people trying to make other people fit in a box that they're not meant to be in, they don't want to be in. That is what I was saying in the other clip from last week. A lot of times when people have these issues in relationships and friendships and whatever, however you see it, it's because you're not allowing and interacting with this person as they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing them for the potential that you want them.
You're trying to change them.
You're trying to change them. The minute you set your boundary, everything around you has to conform to that boundary.
Fact.
My non-negotiables are simply my boundaries. My boundaries were birthed out of a place of having no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have a boundary, you're going to respect it. Or I don't need you around.
Facts.
I'm not going to explain it.
But we're at an age and a time in our lives that we don't have to be around for shit that we don't want to be around for. If I tell you I don't like this and you continually do, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. No, you're right.
I don't have to talk to you. You don't have to be around life. It's not going to make or break my day. But at the same time, just be real with the situation. People go into situations, like you said,
wanting somebody so bad that they see the potential in them that the person might not even see. Mm-hmm. But it's not, yeah, sometimes somebody can bring that out of you, but when it comes to a relationship, if it's not in you, it's not in you.
Right.
Like,
that's all it is.
But on the other hand, don't agree with what I want. And then once you get me, or once I get you, we in a relationship, then you change back to what you really are. You know what I'm saying? If I want this, these are my boundaries. I don't like this. I want this. I love this. Please, if you do this, then I really don't want to fuck with you. And you do everything right.
Right.
Just to paint a picture of you're that perfect person for me. And then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, when we together, and I start doing this, and I start doing that, and you're like, yo, I'm not fucking with that. I'm like, yo, bro, I told you this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and I gave you the opportunity to do the same thing with me. And you really made yourself to the perfect person for my boundaries, and now that we're together and you got what you wanted, we both got what we wanted, we're both happy together, now the stuff that I told you I don't like, you just thrown out the window.
A lot of times people, men, women, whoever, they're not comfortable within setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. They're scared.
So when you're not comfortable setting boundaries, you don't properly do a service to yourself in promoting growth within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not going to be honest with myself about who I am, then I'm never going to protect who I am, because that's all a boundary does. A boundary protects you. So how can I consistently show up for myself if I'm consistently throwing myself under the bus?
Sheesh. Wise words.
Right? It's just an honest question. How can, it's four of us sitting in this room, grown men. How can, after a certain age, how can you look at anyone else and not hold yourself accountable for how they treat you? Yes, how they treat you is a choice. Yes, adults should know
how to treat someone.
How to treat people.
But
if they did it twice, that's your fault. The first time is on them. If they did it again, that's your fault.
But the first time, I'm telling you.
But they won't.
Yeah.
It's four of us in
here. You're right.
Somebody in this room at this point in life, just at today, March 12th, 13th, whatever. It's March 13th. One of the four of us in this room still has a problem setting, maintaining, and enforcing boundaries.
I'm not that man. I'm not the one of the four.
It's not me.
I'm not
doing that to throw anyone on the bus. I don't know how Cam be. Cam might be the quiet assassin, and it might be your man that I met the other day. It might be him, right? Or it might be Cam. I think Cam is mad quiet, so I think that nigga be texting his boundaries. I'd be like, bitch, I'll fuck you up. Play with me like that.
Nah, for me, it's just like I'm past the stage of doing shit for people and making people happy based on what they want.
Mm.
So I'm very like cookie cutter. Like, I'm very clean and cut.
Yeah.
Like, you know what the fuck you gonna get. Cause I'm gonna tell you. And if you do something wrong to me, I'm gonna let you know I don't fuck with it. And now I really don't have to fuck with you. I don't give many people second chances. It's really not my thing. But
talk
like,
about it.
If I really have love for you and I know you did something you didn't understand, you know what I'm saying? You understand, but you really don't understand because you've probably done it to a whole bunch of other people and they don't say nothing. I'm gonna be the maker that you meet. That's gonna let you know.
I'm gonna be the maker that you meet. Yeah. Sounds crazy. You God.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
I'm gonna be the maker.
But I'm gonna
that
be the one.
Meet.
I'm gonna be the one in your life that's like, it's that wall. Like, a nigga can get through life easy, skating through shit, and then once you do something to me, it's like, yo, bro. First of all, we're not doing that. I don't know why you did it. If you did it before, it doesn't. If somebody comes in your house and they start doing shit, it's like, yo, I don't know what you do at your house.
But you're not doing that here.
But at my house, when you eat, you clean up after yourself. When you do that, you take the trash out. I don't know what type of household you live in, and that's none of my business because I don't live here.
Because you in here.
You
right
were
now.
Here right now. So this is what's going to happen.
And guess what? When you cross that threshold, you entered my boundary.
You entered my boundary. And I'm telling you, this is how I live. I live with this.
That's a very good analogy. I don't even know if you were aware. That's a very good analogy.
Freestyle, you know, I don't know.
It's a freestyle unity. word to Kim Parker.
Me and Kim Parker. And a white girl, the fatty.
OD, what was it? Stevie.
She had the cake.
What was old boy name?
Pat.
No. You thinking Mario? Marvin. No. You thinking Merlin
from Steve Harvey show?
Steve Harvey show. Q, I think. No, Q. His name wasn't Q.
No, Q was her boyfriend. Q was Onyx.
Q was from Moesha.
Uh huh.
Damn, what was the
Freestyle Unity?
Yo, somebody. It's. I feel like it started with a T. Let me see.
It might have just was it T.
It might have been T.
I think it was just T.
It might have been. He was mad. Like, that nigga played a 20-year-old for, like, 20 years.
And then he was, what's his name, boyfriend? Him and the white
him
girl.
Him and the white girl got together. Yeah, man. That's when I was done with him.
I think it was T.
And the guy with the white bitch, I said, yeah, there, pal.
Nah, she had the cake, though. She had the fatty. You like Topanga.
Topanga's not white.
What is she?
Not white. She's mine.
Wow. Boundaries.
That's what she is.
His name was T.
I just want to make sure, because now I'm fucking...
It was T.
First of all, Freestyle Unity. Off topic. Versus Freestyle Unity versus Ashley Banks.
Ashley had Will.
Nah, I'm talking about performance. I'm talking about show records. I'm not talking about their real life songs. Because I don't think Freestyle Unity came out with nothing. But make up your mind.
Ash was OD'ing.
Hold on, because I think niggas is sleeping.
Nah. Freestyle Unity got it. They had
what?
Freestyle Unity.
Are you not? All right, bet. But state your case, gangster.
And Freestyle Unity was just, it was unified.
All right, bro.
It was really together.
Nick, first of all,
Ashley was her. It was just her.
Bro, that's all you got?
I don't. You got to give me some Ashley.
I'm about to hit you with the one joint that was crazy. The one joint that was like, yo, NBC dropped the ball. When they didn't release this joint as a single or nothing. And then they went and did that stupid ass song with Peter Guns.
Yeah, I gotta hear it. I gotta hear what you're talking about. I don't.
Remember when she performing at the college? That record was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think you forget how many records Freestyle Unity had.
Bro,
you naming one song of Ashley's. Freestyle Unity really was on tour. They went on tour.
Bro, they tour was garbage, bro. They was open at Axe. So Ashley was the
you gotta
one.
Start.
You Ashley
gotta
start was
somewhere.
The one.
That's us over.
Yeah, start in hell and stay there. Yeah. I'm about to hit it with the goods now because you playing. You playing. Hold on. I don't want nobody to hear that. I don't want everybody to hear that.
They don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
They about to hear it. When they hear this, everybody going to go crazy. Watch. Your man's go crazy in the corner. That wasn't hard. Got to make it. It's not giving.
And they had a dance. Ashley couldn't even dance.
Whoa.
She couldn't.
Whoa.
She
had this.
That's all she had.
Tell me.
Ashley just looked better. Just say that. Just go there.
I'm not gonna fall into that.
Okay. Just say that.
I'm setting a boundary.
Maybe they should collab.
Cam, who you got?
How old are you, Cam?
Doesn't matter. He heard both records. Cam, who you got?
Cam, how old are you, Cam?
You heard? My man, who you got?
I gotta go with Freestyle Union.
That's crazy, because that's your man's?
You already know that.
That's crazy.
My man's.
Y'all represent the same smart tech?
That's my guy. if you want to be honest, this is my oldest friend.
Like, y'all been friends
oldest,
that long?
Oldest. That's my godbrother. But my oldest, well, I won't say he's my oldest. His brother is my oldest. Because his brother is a year older than me.
Gotcha.
He is a year younger than me. Same.
Neither one of them are a better friend or brother to you than me. I get it.
Same hospital, yeah. Same doctor.
Mm-hmm. None of them the same day.
Parents. Grandparents like, best friends. Parents and best friends.
Not same day.
No, not same day.
Oh, okay.
But
same
month, though.
That's cute.
We're all born.
That's gang.
We're all born in like a month.
That's gang, but we gang. God, when God said, let there be light, he put two of us here.
He put two of us here.
Nigga did like this.
Nigga said.
He put me on South Shore.
Wow.
He put Ryan and Kings.
Yeah, we good. Nah, we was Roosevelt.
Okay.
Roosevelt, right over the bridge, a little Manhattan, then right back to Brooklyn. real fast.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, somebody was selling drugs. There's some drug money. Niggas went over the bridge to have the baby.
Yeah. Good hospital. Good doctor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody good doctor. Whatever his name was.
And it was no Sinai either. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Sinai kind of, nah, y'all went.
Roosevelt.
Private on.
Yeah. Come on now.
Listen.
I'm private.
All right, so back to what we was talking about.
Freestyle Unity.
Freestyle Unity trash, bro.
You're crazy. Real. That might have not been the best record.
All right.
Just the first one.
All they records sound like that.
You know, Freestyle Unity was the song to the Parkers. We're the Parkers.
Dang, mama.
That was Freestyle Unity.
That's why it's trash. Tell me.
That was...
The production?
Yo, he's never even seen the Parkers.
Cam, you seen the Parkers. He's not that young.
Thank you. You can't have him vouch for you. He never seen Freestyle Unity. He don't even know Freestyle Unity is.
Nah,
he just heard what I played and made a decision.
All right, so your man got to come on my side. <it's>
Freestyle Unity just had more records, bro.
But they didn't have a bigger impact.
They had a bigger... Nobody even remembers
they
Ashley.
They never even got signed.
Son, niggas.
Ashley Banks got signed. Like, she was Mary J. She was in the... Tell me you want me. And the guy was like...
No, they wanted her butt naked in the joint.
All right, bro.
I remember.
After the fact. But when they discovered her, they she was in a record store.
You see what I'm saying?
She was in a record store.
You Freestyle Unity was all about the... And my man T was rapping, too. Don't get
terribly.
It twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Terribly.
Yo, what? He was doing his thing. But Freestyle...
Back to what I was saying. Back to what we were saying. I think once men start setting boundaries, once they start adhering to boundaries, right? We have to do a better job of adhering to people's boundaries. Like, a lot of us, I know me specifically, we're some, like, boundary crosses. Like, you better not cross my boundary, but I'll draw a line in the sand, watch me kick it.
I'm wilding.
Like, I'm stepping over boundaries. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. And I guess specifically in romantic relationships, I've done that. And it's been a form of masculinity, right? And it's always been met with, like, I don't know how to unlearn it, because it's always been met with, like, it's always been embraced, right? Like, it's always been met with, oh, he crossed my boundary. He loved me. Oh, he crossed my boundary. I got to fix him. You know what I mean? It's just one of those two things. Like, if I cross your boundary about, like, communication, you want to fix me. If I cross your boundary about, like, it could be something as simple. Like, I don't respect the FaceTime rule. I never will. I just want everyone to know that. I will never respect that. You know how some women will be like, you got to make an appointment to fix. Bitch. Stop playing with me.
But that shit is...
You know, it's a boundary. Look, even that, right? Even that reaction.
You're right.
It's the same thing with...
That's what we just said.
But I'm telling you now, I'm never going to respect that boundary.
But for
you're
me,
not
going to
deal,
like,
with me like that.
For me, then it makes me feel... I'm not going to say it makes me feel like you hide or something.
It don't make me feel like you hide nothing. It just makes me feel like you got used to dealing with niggas who respect that shit. And I'm the tone setter in this relationship. And I think I have to get better at... making space for two tone setters.
Okay. You got your way and they got their way. Because
if I have my boundary and you have your boundary.
It got to be accepted.
It's not fair that.
But it's just that, your shit's.
That it's just mine, right? And I know saying that somebody's going to be like, oh, Mouse gets it. I don't get it. I just can identify it and hopefully
and understand
one day.
But you also understand that if you don't accept their boundaries and you just expect them to accept yours, then it's not going to work. Well, it can work, but you know it's not going to be the most...
It's not going to be the healthiest situation.
Yeah, it's not. And at this point, I really just want a lot of healthy shit.
But I'm also, you know, on that same instance, and maybe that's where I have the juxtaposition and have the inner conflict, because I'm also, like we said earlier, I'm also the person that sets the tone in my life.
Okay.
So everybody around me
understands that.
I don't have no outliers. But there's no outliers in my life.
You pick who you want.
Yes,
pick who you want.
You're in my life because you, before I even spoke to you, I was like, oh, she does what I would want somebody in this position to do.
Mm-hmm.
He does what I would want somebody in this position to do, right? So specifically romantically, it's like, if you around me, it's only because you already matched this credential criteria, right? What I want to say about men, though.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Men have this thing where we don't know who we are until, like, we don't know who we are until we're unhappy. Men typically don't find out who they are until they're unhappy in a relationship. Because that's when you find out
what you want, what you don't want,
but you've already brought somebody into.
So there's always going to be a somebody else has to set the tone. There's always going to be a first of you getting to know yourself and understand yourself in a relationship, whether it's good or bad.
Well, you have to do the work. I'm saying is we have to start doing the work before the relationship. We got to start dating ourselves. Right,
we talk about this all the time. A lot of people don't even know themselves when it comes, especially men. I mean, women too, but I can only speak for us.
Right.
We don't. We think we do. Like you said, we don't know ourselves until we get into those sticky situations where it's like, damn, nah, I really don't.
But now you 3 years in, and this woman loves you. She cares about you. There's feelings attached,
and you really don't care.
And you're starting to grow a resentment because, like,
because you didn't know yourself. It's not her fault.
You know why women 9 times out of 10 know themselves better than men? Because they date themselves. The best way to get to know somebody, what they say about dating, right? You have to date to find out what you like, what you don't like. Men don't do that. We date because we're scared of being alone. We hate being alone.
And we want sex. And we want, there's a whole bunch of shit why we.
And we're never, and we're so scared of rejection that we always conflate the two. To have sex, we gotta be around you all the time. So, like, we don't give women the opportunity to be like, to get on board with what it is that we're putting out.
So is this like a kind of a way of niggas just settling?
Yes. I think men settle because they don't know how to enforce those boundaries, and they don't know how to enforce and deal with and identify their non-negotiables. That's what all this comes back to. So it wasn't ever a thing about women, because this is not a podcast full of women. We don't know. You know, we only know what y'all tell us and what we've experienced. This was more or less having a conversation to push our men to be better and start to stop doing everything for the approval of women.
Yeah, don't.
We do this thing where everything we do, down to the clothes we wear, down to the... I'm
trying to impress somebody.
It's not even someone else. A woman.
Well,
a woman who don't know us. Everything you do from the minute you wake up to brushing your teeth, to combing your beard, to washing your face, to putting your hair, putting on clothes. And then we have the nerve to like talk disparagingly about women and say, oh, all these bitches do is get dressed to go out and get niggas. No, all we do is get, like, women, it's. I know it's a hard rationale for some guys to understand. Women dress up and get beautiful and put on lashes, put on makeup, get their dress right, have them titties sitting right to go out and feel beautiful with their homegirls.
Right.
And in the last thought of their mind is in, and maybe not the last, but the main part of their night is not going out to get a nigga. It's to go out and
have
be beautiful.
Fun, be beautiful, chill.
We're going out constantly to get.
We're not going out for nothing else. There's no like, yo, I'm going out. Me and the boys going. Yeah, nah, this ain't like nah.
What's the first thing you say? Where the bitches? That's bugged out, and then we wonder why we're unhappy when we get said bitch, and said bitch don't know us because we don't know us. She know her.
Amen.
We are the problem.
Amen.
We need to solve for X.
I think the first thing that starts with that is communication with yourself, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, communicating with everybody around you is it has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let people know what you like, what you don't like. I'm this way. I do this. I don't do that. I like this side of the bed. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know, like you said, if you don't know what you like with yourself, and you ask yourself these questions before you start talking to women and going and approaching them, like most of y'all men don't even know how to talk to women, so it's even more difficult for you to hear me and understand what I'm saying, because the shit you tell a woman is the wrong shit.
The last thing, I'm gonna be honest. A lot of these niggas, the last thing they do is the last thing they need is to talk to women.
They don't.
They need to listen. If these niggas would listen more,
they don't do nothing.
The answer to all your questions are right there.
But that's not, like you said, that's not why niggas is going out. They're not going out to listen. With the fuck, they have one track mind, which is, where the joint's at.
And then somebody's going to give me enough pussy to make me feel like I don't need no more. Right. And then
I'm going to run into it.
And then in my mind, I'm now saying, bro, I found a one. I found a good one,
now I'm going to have kids with this lady who...
You don't even know her.
Because you don't know you.
And you're not giving her a chance to know you because you don't know you.
And the niggas around you...
Because everything you're doing
everybody,
is for this approval of her and not to lose her.
Everybody around you don't even hold you accountable for you not knowing yourself either, because they don't know yourself.
They don't know them.
So if you don't know yourself, please believe the niggas around you don't know themselves.
It's a bunch of tour clubs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of tour clubs hanging around each other.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, what are y'all here for?
Why are you under the deck?
So it's like... Once again, I'm going to just say it again. Like, when you do everything to gain the approval of women, you put yourself in a descending hell. Like, you're literally setting yourself up to fail, because the non-negotiable part is the part that's going to attract that woman the most, because it lets her know that she can count on you.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can't count on certain niggas because they have no non-negotiables. That's me saying from a nigga to a nigga. I'm not intimate with you. A woman that has to live her life with you, she wants to see your no mean no. She wants to see your yes mean yes, because that's validity. And that gives her something to sink her teeth and be what? Submissive to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's running around here, oh, I need a woman that's submissive. Submitting to what?
You don't even know.
Hell? Torture?
Niggas don't even know what the proper words are when they say shit like that. Like, they say things that they just hear.
Yo, you want a bitch that listens.
But you don't listen.
You don't even.
We want shit that we won't do.
Niggas be talking about they want submission. The Bible says, wives, submit to your husband. Is you married to this woman? What the fuck is she submitting to?
Do you have any husband qualities?
No.
What do you do that this woman will? You know, back in the day, it was like this. Like, when a woman got married, most likely they were living with their parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like, all right, can you do everything my father does for me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you provide? And the father would not let his daughter go. That's why there was those arranged marriages and certain, because the pops got to be like, yo, I got to understand that where I let this woman that I've raised from nothing, I got to know that when I pass it to this household of this love, this next stage of her life, that it's the right place. She might love you for all the wrong reasons. You might have gave her all this. You might have scoffed her up and threw the money on the table, and it looks good. But I can see past that shit because I raised her, and I know how, I know it's not. So show me that you can do it. And a lot of people can't do that because, well, A, we're stuck in a world where having a mother and a father in the household growing up is very...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no approval anymore. It's really like, it's a lot of daddy issues on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's there to be like, nah, you're not worth it, or you got some growing up to do before you could have my daughter or whatever.
There's no protection.
So it's just like, I want to get out of here. I want my freedom. I want this. I love him. I'm going with him. You don't know him. You don't know yourself. He doesn't know himself. He doesn't know you. But
now it's too jackass.
Yeah, now y'all have a kid. Yeah. Now y'all hate each other. And now you wonder why you hate each other, because you never knew each other. You know more about that person, what not to like about that person, than the positives about that person.
Do you remember that moment? And this is not to shame anyone, just saying this. Because I wasn't a part of this. But I'm just saying, I'm not shaming anyone. I'm just bringing up a time to substantiate what Ryan's talking about. And I'm not sure if our parents acknowledged it or experienced it, just because times were different.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. Do you remember there was a point, or do you remember seeing a point in life where people would be together 6, 7, or 7 months, have a baby, break up, meet somebody together 6, 7, 8 months, great Valentine's Day, great birthday trip, and you could almost like count in your head, like, oh, this bitch about to end up pregnant, get pregnant. They're broken up before, sometime before the baby's even born.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can't be a part of that. I said, I can't be a part of that. Now, obviously, I am not with the mother of my children, but goddamn, I gave it a try. And it also wasn't that thing, right? But Mac had asked me last episode where my non-negotiables had came from. And I was very transparent and very honest. And I said, it came from that, the birth and the dissolution of my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously at 22, running around wild, I have no non-negotiables. It's just whatever works for me in the moment works for me in the moment. And then being married for 7, 8 years, you start to figure out what I like, what I don't like, what I won't deal with, Then when it breaks apart, you're like, oh, I can't ever hurt like this again. Here are my non-negotiable and my boundaries to avoid ever having to deal with this again, right? So that's what I have set up today. Now, some people may say, you got too many, it's way too many, mind your business. Because it's keeping me from ever feeling hurt and feeling like that again, right? Mm-hmm. What I want men to do is I want us to be able to identify when our actions are strangling our truths. The truth, the person...
That was deep right there.
What that means is when the true part of you wants to come out, when the most deeper, most youthful, most excitable moment, when that part wants to come out, we're scared that somebody's going to judge it. We're scared of rejection. So what do? We allow our actions and our environment to strangle that truth. We're no good to anybody, bro. We're no good to these kids we're out here trying to raise. We're no good to these women we're out here saying that we love and want to protect. We're no good to our brothers who we keep saying we want to do better. We want to see keep living. Yeah, the police is killing us. Yeah, the police system is fucking us over. Yeah, you know, we're killing us, but we're killing ourselves.
Starts at home.
Because you don't give yourself an opportunity to truly live.
That's like we scared to really just fix it. Instead of a nigga get a nail in his tire, he don't want to get a new tire.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga want to go get the little patch shit.
go
fix it up. It's like, yo, my nigga, just
that's
go
been,
buy. Go,
that's definitely been me.
Go buy. You know what I'm saying? But just go fix it. Put everything in the bag.
You know why?
Clean the house out.
You know why? Because niggas are scared. It's a perfect example. You just said that.
Niggas scared to be alone.
No. I was just talking about that. It's scared of the work that it's going to. Boy, I'm about to say some shit that's going to sound crazy. In my head, it just preached. Niggas are scared of what it costs. Why? Everybody. Kim, you ever had a patch up a tire before? My man. What's your name again, bro? Simeon, you ever had to?
Train bus.
Oh, wow. Well, but you've seen niggas do it, right?
This nigga don't have a license.
I ain't mad at him. Look, a train, one bus. I had plenty chauffeurs. Cam said that. But the point of what I'm saying is niggas are scared of what it costs. What's this going to cost to go get a brand new tire that will, yes, it's going to cost you some money. But guess what? It's gonna pay time and time again because you don't gotta deal with this shit
and
again.
And your time is gonna be wasted when you patch this tire up because you're gonna have to patch it up again.
Preach, Ryan.
Then you're gonna have to pay for it again. So you're gonna
preach.
Over time, you're gonna have to pay when you could just did it one time and lasted for, you know, the problem. I see the issue. If I see the issue, I don't wanna just be like, oh, we got a leak in the sink. Let me just put some duct tape on that thing and see how far it gets us. Nah, because the day that it really breaks, when you can't patch it up no more, now you don't have the bread or whatever it is. Now you just have no car. But you could have fixed this problem a long ass time ago.
Mm.
But you wanted to pitter-pat, maybe step around it. Nah, not yet. I'm scared. Like you said, what it cost. And when it comes to relationships and shit, niggas is in a situation where it's just like, yo, they look at it like, damn, well, if I'm honest with her, she might not like me.
What are some actions that are non-negotiable? I don't even think me and Mac talked about this. What are some actions in a relationship that are non-negotiable
for
you?
I was thinking about some stuff, just not about non-negotiables. One big non-negotiable for me, I'm not going to say it's a, I don't know where you put this. You just need,
like, what do you need a person to
you
do?
You need to have your own life.
You've said that before, yeah.
You need to have your own, like, a circle of friends that you can... That are separate from me and my niggas. Like, I don't want you to always be around. Like, I'm not saying I don't want you with me and my friends. That's cool. That's dope. But you need to have your own life in a way that it doesn't revolve around, yo, what's Ryan doing all the time? What's this? Yo, I got to be next to him at every event. I got, like, nah, I need you to have... I need to be like, yo, bring your girls out and bring my boys out. Not like, yo... It's just you and now it's all my niggas. Mm-hmm. I've been in those situations where I've had the girl that just wanted to be around. She's always around the homies and stuff.
Right.
And I've also seen my friends where it's that. And it's a trigger for me because even if you're not doing nothing, it seems like you're doing something. Like if we out on the spot and there's a whole bunch of girls and whatever it is, and I'm with you, I can't look to the left without you. You want to look to the left. You want to like enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's one big thing for me is just having your own life, like having your own, yeah, friends, like of course family and stuff like that, but just having being you, be true to you. Don't change. I hate when I have male friends that do it, and I have female friends that do it. When they get in relationships, they just go off the face of the fucking earth. Mm. And it's like, how are you going off the face? Like, how are you just with this person 24/7, and it don't last? Like relationships like that do not last. You notice that?
It can't.
It's just no, there's no room to breathe.
There's no room to breathe.
No room to breathe at all. And it's like, then you pop up. You know those people. They pop up 6 months later. Now they, yo, they around. It's like, yo.
Nah, bro, you out. You've like been replaced.
It's like, I understand why you're around. This shit is over. But you have to understand why it's over. Like, you didn't cut off any oxygen in this whole situation. Y'all are fucking like this the whole time.
But I think there's a part where that makes sense. And there's a part where that works. I think... You do it with the expectation. If you go into it knowing that, okay, this is a heavy cuffing stuff, and you know, I don't mind it because I know I'm like that. I know heavy. I first meet you.
I'm on it,
and we're together. I'm now we're it. First together. Heavy cuffing. I'm out the way. No. I'm not going out. Well, I'm going out with these. Well, I'm a bit different. I also don't like going out.
You also don't like going out.
I like burrowing in anyway. But yeah, like no, I'm not going. Nah, what? Sure, nah, can't go. Nah, I ain't doing it. But there has to be a level that says, okay, I like this moment, but I know there's gonna come a moment when this changes, and we have to make sure that when it does change, that we're not looking at
us.
That we're not looking at it like somebody did something to us. So when you go into it with the expectation that, oh, we're gonna be conjoined at the hip and it's gonna last and it's gonna be like this forever. And yeah, it's like you ever open up like a bag of pretzels and you see like there's two pretzels like merged. It wasn't supposed to be like that. They were just supposed to be in this bag together.
They got mad close.
Somehow, some way. What happened?
What my? It breaks. Shacking up.
I love shacking up. Oh man.
It's about my grandma said shacking up.
My mom used to say all the time, my mom would be like, oh, you didn't come home last day, you were shacking up with that girl.
Shacking up with that girl. I'm going over there shacking up.
I'm a shacking ass.
I've been shacking since the Lakers. That's my thing. Ma, you ain't know.
Shacked in a fool.
I've been shacked in a fool, mama. I ain't coming home.
I love it here.
I'm going back.
Nigga, I'll never forget this girl made me eggs. It was eggs. That's what I want. I want eggs.
You ain't
want
to leave.
I said, I'm never come home.
Yeah.
I told my mother, I said, in my mind, I started seeing myself living with this girl and her parents. Like, I'm never leaving this bitch.
I basically lived with my ex in high school.
It'd be the little things.
Moms used to cook. It used to be so like, but it was like, I think I really did it. Like, yeah, at the time, what I thought was love, I loved it. It was high school, whatever it was. But it was also like, damn, like, you got a mother and a father and a grandma all living in the same house. You waking up, breakfast, lunch, and dinners. Like, and it was like, damn. Meanwhile, I go back to my pop's crib. It's like, scarce. it might be a pizza box, might be $20 on the table. This nigga's gone 3 weeks out the month. All my niggas is like living at my crib. Ain't no food, ain't no this. And I'm Sim was there. You've seen what it was. Like nothing. Then I go to my girl's house and it's like
complete different.
What? Everything was just, it was really like I could live here. Like I could curl up in a ball and just don't mind me, guys. I'm just here.
Hey, y'all, whatever you need me to do, I'm gonna do it.
Yo, so the point, like I think like my girl went to school somewhere. Or she went and I just, yo, Ry, you good. Like, you can chill. Me and Pops just kicking. Like it was just like that type of setting. And it was, I was shacked in a fool.
Shacked in a fool.
I was shacked in a fool.
That should have been a new segment.
That's a good shacked in a fool.
Write us in with your stories of shacked in a fool.
Word.
Yes. GuyNextDoor123@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, shacked in a fool. We want to hear your stories about shacked in a fool. You was living up under somebody. Mm-hmm. No agreement, nothing. Y'all was fucking one day, and it ain't stopped for six, seven months.
It's like I'm here.
Shacked in a fool. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. Send us your shacked in a fool stories. Uh-huh. But, okay, you had told me that. I know for me, like, actionable, like, non-negotiables in a relationship, affection, bro. I need it bad. If you are not an affectionate person,
facts. I can say that it's not going to work.
And I need, like, to me, there's no such thing as over. Whenever somebody be like, oh, I hear the over. It either is or it isn't.
Kissing you outside, bro, holding a hand.
Give it to me.
I'm doing everything.
Give it to me.
I'm showing the world that I love you.
We're in the crib. Why are you so far?
Why?
Why?
Why are you not here?
I will start an argument with you. Like,
why is your nose not in my neck? Why are you not smelling this cologne? Why are you not telling me
you don't love me?
Why you not be like, yo, baby, stink.
Boy.
How come you don't know I didn't brush my teeth? How come you don't know I didn't brush my teeth?
Boy, I swear to God, I will be I will be like.
Yo. I had this crush in my eye.
This whole time.
All the time. And you didn't.
Because you're not close. You don't love me.
Stop playing.
Get my boogers.
Stop playing.
You get my boogers, we're together forever. That finger going to nose, the first nigga.
Nigga said the swirl. Nigga said.
They're like this. Like, baby, you got. I ain't gonna, oh my God, I'm about to, boy, my heart about to flutter right now. Like, having a short, and like, you know, like, her being shorter than you, and like, being like, baby, you got mad boogers.
She under there.
And
she
like, so it. In your mind, so mentally, you like, oh, let me, but before you can even think to do that, she already in your nose. Oh, bitch, what you want? You want a baby? What you want? What you want to do? I never want to.
That's how you first got him. You got to chill out.
That's not how I first got him. So I got one.
Sorry. Second one was all you.
No, the second one was how, that's how the second one got here. That half a wind in my nose. I said, ah,
baby. And it was, ah, wah.
9 months later. Now you got, and now I'm sitting there like getting my boogers too.
Yeah, me too. Get this little tube joint.
Yeah, don't fuck. Come get mine.
We together.
I too would like to have my boogers plucked. Uh-huh. Don't forget me.
Shacking it.
Definitely need that.
Yeah, affection is very, it's really, really big.
Bro, I need it.
Communication and attention is huge. So, we talked about that.
I mean, I need you to communicate and understand that I'm not going to communicate.
I communicate to a certain extent. I communicate more with people that I'm not in a relationship with.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that a lot about myself. Like,
sometimes it's harder for me.
You talk more to your friends. And
sometimes it's harder for me to be like, now it's not, because I want to be true to myself at all times. But I think when we're younger in stage, we're scared like, yo, you're not going to like the real me.
Oof.
You're not going to really like this person.
Oof.
So it's really hard for me to tell you. You know, like you said, you talk to your boys, man. It's like, yo, if I told you the shit I was telling them.
And I don't even tell them niggas everything.
Yeah, if we talked about it, you might look at me in a whole different way. Now, I don't give a fuck. Obviously, I have a fuck podcast, and I talk about everything with the son. So it's like, cool.
But no, but that, even that caused, at least for me, it's caused trouble, because then it's like, oh, you tell these strangers, bitch, they not in the room. What these strangers gonna do? Come under my comment and be like, grow up. Bitch, I don't care what y'all talking about.
It don't matter. But if I tell you, if you're in my face,
yeah,
and you're looking at me, and then you're going to ask questions about it, and why do you feel this way, and what do you think
the
first step is, and where'd you learn this from?
You know what the fuck I hate?
Therapy.
All right, bro, let's start rapping, bro, because we was doing so well.
You said you hate therapy.
No, I hate questions.
Well, and
I don't hate therapy because I've never done it. So, well, I did couples therapy. And it's annoying.
Was it marriage counseling or couple therapy?
Both. Never again. They got it.
Never?
Never.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Never. What if I was a counselor?
Bitch, just talk to me.
If Steve Harvey could be a judge,
you could be a relationship counselor.
Nigga has a judge show.
Listen, I'm not against it.
In order for me to be a relationship counselor, I need to be a relationship.
not in 2022.
Yeah, niggas taking advice from people with no.
There's matchmakers that single.
I'd be like, yo, how?
Like, bitch, you didn't even match your make.
Word, how did you?
How the fuck you out here?
Niggas don't even want you. How you gonna tell me why to stay together?
Fuck out of here.
Niggas don't even put your pussy on a pedestal.
Yo, what if you went? Yo, what if you went on one of these dating shows?
What dating show?
Ready to Love.
What's that show about?
Yo, I'm put you
was
on.
Is that Netflix?
Nah, it's on OWN.
Oh,
black or black?
What they do?
Nah, we got to binge. We got to binge.
What they do? What they do? Give me a synopsis,
bro. It's chaos. Yo, no, it's. I'm gonna tell you why it's the best show. It's on OWN, which means it's black people, which means you know how they do with our budgets. So these people can't afford to put you in a. No. Hear me out. It's not gonna sound crazy.
Do a dating show in the projects.
They can't. They can't afford to like fly people out to resorts to like. Like live in a secluded area. So these people are going through this dating process, but living through real life.
At home.
Exactly.
Okay, real
I
shit.
Think that is the it's Ready to Love is the best dating show for that
I don't
exact
like,
reason.
The reason why I don't like these dating shows is because they're on an island. Everything is non realistic. Like
this shit.
Yo, I'm meeting some girl on the beach, she's in a bikini, and yo, we're doing this for 3 months on the beach. It's like, yo, that's not life.
Nah, this shit.
I want to go see how the fuck she living. I want to see her home. I want to see how dirty her shit is.
Ready to Love and that's why I think.
I should be on Ready to Love?
You should be on Ready to Love. Mm. For all the listeners
I don't want to be on a low budget dating show.
All the listeners that listen to Ready to Love, I mean that watch Ready to Love, that's where the OG was from. Remember we had Carry On, remember the OG nigga? Over the pandemic, boyhead nigga. All right, man. Why do you even do this podcast?
Yo, you talking about 2 years ago, bro. I don't... You know how many people we had on the show?
We had them on 2021.
On a Skype?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it had to be 2020.
Now it's 2021.
No, I have 2020.
Maybe it was 2020.
We stopped Skypes.
We did. We stopped that shit last year. All right. Nah, bro, it was. We still didn't have that many guests on the Skype, bro.
We had a lot of Skype.
The nigga with the Black Panther shirts from Atlanta. It's not helping. All right, bro.
My bad. What's his name?
Kerry.
My bad, Kerry. Did you win? Are you in love?
Nah, he took a L. He had a bad joint.
So don't bring him up.
And a bad joint spun him. Spun him bad.
Don't bring him up. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. No. I don't remember. I was talking about the dating show. Because somebody, niggas be getting spun every day, B. But a dating show.
You know
show.
Why niggas get spun?
Dating show.
Because they ain't got no fucking non-negotiables.
And they don't know themselves. That's why you get spun.
So if you want to avoid being spun, sit down with yourself, figure out what you like, what you don't like, and then set boundaries to ensure that you never have to deal with the things you don't like and you only make room for the things you do like.
For me, I think the biggest thing you said was knowing yourself, and that also is big on, like, the first thing you said actually was we don't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we always just want to be around somebody and be loved. I think the biggest
men
thing—
Men don't want to be alone so much that we look at women sideways when they be like, oh, I'm just in the house. Bitch, you with a nigga. No. But, they be really by themselves.
But I think men need to take time to not be with someone. Understand you. Understand what's going on in your life financially, mentally, physically, all that shit. Get right. So when that blessing does come of that I won't even call it a dream person because it's just what you deserve. After all that work you put in yourself, you know how to appreciate it and you don't take it for granted.
Because your eyes will be open.
Exactly. Wait, they're not going to shut because you know exactly what it is. Like, yo, look, I know this is the one for me because X, Y, and Z. I took the time to get to know me. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. She understands I don't like this. We communicated. I told her this. I told her that. And it works. Unlike what really goes on is we just want anything just so we're not by ourselves.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Well, we had the conversation. Hopefully, we helped y'all. Ladies, hopefully, we gave y'all... Well, hopefully, everybody, men and women, they and them, everybody was able to get something from this to, you know, better set their non-negotiables. Also, to better interact with other people's non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. And man, if there's any question that we didn't answer, or if there's anything we didn't go over, y'all already know, y'all can always write to us, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. We definitely want you shacked in the fool stories. We want to hear about y'all shacking up and the terrible things that happen from it. We'll be back next week. Until then, make sure you follow us on Instagram, guysnextdoorpod, on all social media. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Make sure you listen, comment, subscribe, and rate if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Become a patron and pick up your keys today. See y'all asses on Monday.
Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.